Welcome to Awareness to Action, where you'll discover how possibilities become reality with me, Joan Marlowe. Join me and my amazing guests for powerful stories about those world-shifting aha moments. You know, the ones that catapult you into action and transform the way you walk through the world. Yes, you can live your life with purpose and passion. Maybe you aren't there yet, and that's okay. This show will take you behind the scenes and walk you through how other people just like you were called to transform their lives and the journey they embarked on to get there. The first step to taking life-changing action, or any action at all, is awareness. Maybe that's why you're here. Join the movement to create and live your purpose and passion while embracing your authenticity. Awareness to Action starts now. Joan Marlowe, and welcome to this episode of Awareness to Action, where we, every time I have a show, I have an amazing guest that shares some point of an aha moment that actually changed his or her life. And in this case, it's a very, very powerful message today. And in honor of October, we're now in October, and October has to do with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Even though we aren't talking about breast cancer, we are talking about breast health and breast images that are related to breast interest and so on and so forth for women. And Roxanne Reynolds, this is her second time on the show. And so this is almost like a prequel to what her earlier show was, which was a couple of months ago. And you can go back and listen to that by going to my website and clicking on Work with Joan to the Radio and go down to the radio show and listen to past episodes. You can also watch it on my YouTube channel at Peaceful Easy Healing or Peaceful Easy Healing YouTube channel. And the show name was Don't Be My Mom. In that show, she spoke about using all of the skills and knowledge that she had related to awareness to be healthy and have nutrition in her life and the importance of self-care that she was trying to instill in her mom, and her mom kept fighting her on it. So Roxanne alluded to some of her journey in that show as far as how she got to that point of being what her mother called a nutrition nut. Correct, Roxanne?
Yes.
And so today we're going to take a look at what her journey was for many, many years, you know, 20, almost 30 years of looking at this journey and why it was so important to her. So let me share a little bit about Roxanne again. Roxanne is a certified Qigong and Tai Chi teacher, which again is all about finding health through movement and through meditation. And she's also an author and a health advocate. Her authorship relates to a book that she wrote about stopping falls. And we'll include all that information again in the show notes. And we're also going to be talking about a number of other books that Roxanne has found valuable for her. And so I'll also be including those in the show notes that come up later on for you. So today she's going to be talking about a personal journey that had her near certain death. That alone is a very, very powerful statement. When you think that your body is deserting you, or your body is turning against you to the point where you're almost dying, and talk about an aha moment. So that is something that you certainly have to take a hold of and do something with it. So Roxanne, tell us a little bit about that aha journey. Take us to 1990 and what was happening with you.
Well, I decided, the title of the show is Toxic Tits. I had decided that I wanted breast implants. Someone in my family had got them, and wow, they look nice. And I had small breasts, and, you know, I just, I didn't give it any thought except I wanted them, and I had the money, so I just did it. And so that was early in 1990, March of 1990. And, you know, women, you know, their self-image, you know, femininity, you know, how we look at ourselves. And I had small breasts, and I just thought, well, they'd look a lot better if I had bigger ones. You know, my clothes would fit better, my bathing suit would look better. That's all it was. And that's the only reason I did what I did, but it changed my life forever once I did that.
Mm-hmm. So again, the title of the show again is Toxic Tits. And again, the story is innocent enough where you go in and you decide to get breast implants because you're looking at your own personal vanity. You're looking at how you view yourself as a woman. And that's vitally, vitally important for us, especially in our younger years, and especially because of what the media is telling us to do and so on and so forth. And again, she also had the money to do it. So you're looking at those pieces and parts that come along. And so what ultimately happened, I'll give the Reader's Digest version. One of these implants sprung a leak. And now the rest of the story will be told. So what happened? How did that come about? Is it just something quick that happens? Or your story, what was your story?
Oh gosh. Well, I got them in March of 90. And not long afterwards, I felt like something just wasn't right. I couldn't identify it. So I went to the doctor probably within 6 months, my PCP. And he didn't feel like there was any connection between the breast implants and my sudden turn, you know, health issues I was having. And in the beginning, the issues were irritable bowel, fatigue off and on, real high numbers of Epstein-Barr virus, and heart palpitations, you know, stuff that you wouldn't really connect to having breast implants. So my journey started there. And then over the years, because my health was not as optimal as I'd like it to be, I decided to study nutrition and make some changes. And that's where it all started. And I think that's what kept me going all the years. I had ups and downs, you know, ebb and flow. I have good health, not feeling good. Don't know why, you know, here's Miss Nutrish, my nephew called me, you know, here's this health nut who just doesn't feel good a lot. So I never really understood what was going on, but I didn't give up. I worked really hard at making changes. Until later on when I discovered it was the implants. I had no idea that they were leaking. One was leaking and one was ruptured, I found out later. So, and it had been that way a long time, according to my surgeon that I ended up going to, according to a medical intuitive that I went to. Told me it was in every organ of my body, it was everywhere. And that's why I knew I was dying towards the end. But you got to understand, I had those for 23 years. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't really connect the dots as to the connection between my illness and the implants until I was going down fast. And then that's when I started reaching out. Doctors couldn't help me. And I think the reason I stayed alive was because of my choices in health, and because I implemented Tai Chi and Qigong into my life and began teaching that in 2000. Mm-hmm. So that made a big impact, you know, as well as all my other habits that I had.
So let me jump in for a moment. You know, when you were talking about symptoms that you were having, Epstein-Barr, irritable bowel, the fatigue, symptoms that many times follow along with autoimmune conditions.
Yes.
And, you know, I have autoimmune conditions as well. And they are, I call them the magical mystery tour. I call them, you know, welcome to my magical mystery tour of a body. In that they are constantly changing, constantly moving. But the beauty of it ultimately is, in your story, you found a solution. So many of the rest of us, our autoimmune issues can't be fixed that way, and they continue. But in the phrase of autoimmune, what that simply means is that your body, your immune system is fighting your body. The way our bodies are designed is our bodies are designed to keep us healthy. So the good news is that her body kept showing her signs and symptoms and symbols that were saying there's something not quite right. But again, there was nothing to tie the dots together. You know, my personal story about autoimmune, I dealt with all these crazy symptoms for 26 years before I got a diagnosis. So again, the symptoms, the symptomology that she had was different. Again, if you even think about, if you get a splinter in your finger and you choose to ignore it, or you sort of pick at it or whatever, and you're saying, oh, it'll take care of itself, or you just forget about it, all of a sudden it starts festering and getting red and getting hot. I mean, that's how our body is working to release that foreign matter in our bodies, which is the same thing that your body was doing when you now had the silicone that was leaching and leaking into your body. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, go back and talk about those symptoms, because what I'm hoping is going to happen here is in a show like this, we can talk, make, develop that awareness to action, whereby you don't take things, you don't let one thing go and wait till another thing comes along. You sort of take a look at your life overall and see if there are connections. And you said earlier, the fact that we really couldn't connect the dots, and were the dots not connecting? Mm-hmm. Well, so that's what we're looking at too. We're looking at things that might seem erratic, and what happens in the medical world, they send you to different kinds of specialists, because more on this magical mystery tour is considering being learned. And again, our blood keeps changing. I mean, it keeps changing out and whatever. So it's going to come forward showing one specific thing whereby the health and the well-being might be filtered away in other arenas. So what I'm going to say right now is let's stop right now for a break and then come back, and we'll talk about more of your journey now that we've sort of laid out the framework of what we're talking about and the true story of, you know, what happened and what your journey was, just so we can allow people to learn how to become better advocates for themselves, because we all need to be our personal health advocate. And gaining knowledge, gaining awareness is our first step. So Roxanne, as she will tell her story, she did an exhaustive study of things that were going on because she jumped on that advocacy wagon very, very early. So let's take a break and then come on back.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it and I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit susandenee.com. That's DENEE.com.
I'm Joan Marlowe. Welcome to Awareness to Action, where my guest today, Roxanne Reynolds, is addressing her personal story that relates to toxic tits. Yes, you heard that right. We aren't trying to be vulgar or whatever else. We're just trying to create the thought of the fact that sometimes our body parts turn against us in certain ways, and maybe the contributing factor of what we had involved in making that happen. So, you know, Roxanne, how did you finally decide that all of these things, or maybe have that clue to say that maybe it is the breast implants that were part of this, or maybe this is what happened? Take us from there.
Okay. Well, you know, through the years, like I said, I was up and down with my health, and I did juicing. I did lots of supplements. I did a lot of things. I ate right, organic. I did the things I felt were the right things to do for many years. And I think that's what kept me going for as long as it did. But then when it got close to 2013, I just knew I was dying. I felt horrible. And so I reached out because I had been to a lot of doctors, a lot of specialists, you know, cardiologists, gastroenterologists, you know, I had been to so many, my PCP over and over, and I had so many scans done, so many tests done, and nothing ever developed from it. Nobody could diagnose. Well, I'd get diagnosis, maybe fibromyalgia or, you know, IBS or whatever, but it never, I never connected it to my implants. So I was really ill, and I started going through a friend. I found out about a woman who did massage therapy, and she used a machine called an Ondamed, which is like biofeedback. It kind of picks up electrical signals in the body and finds out where you're deficient, and it picks up if you have heavy metals, and it just kind of brings you back into balance through this treatment that she does. So she put that on me, and I had a lot of heavy metals, which made sense. And also, when she touched around my lymph nodes, it was very painful, and she was alarmed by that. So she just asked me, "Do you have breast implants?" I said, "Yes." She goes, "Well, there's something's wrong there, and you need to get that checked out." So from there, I was still getting ill, going downhill, and a girlfriend of mine told me about a medical intuitive. Since I couldn't find anybody else that I thought could help me, I was trying anything and everything. And so she put me on her table, and she said, "Well, you have two things going on. You have your breast implants, both of them, one's ruptured and one's leaking." And she called it perfect because the surgeon told me the same thing, which is amazing. And she also told me that I had infections in my gums, which I did. And that's a whole nother, I mean, we could go into that for a while, but that would take a lot of time. But I ended up going to Tijuana. I had cysts. You know, it ruins your, I had gingivitis from dry mouth. It just ruins the flora and the good bacteria in your mouth. And so I had major surgery in my mouth. You know, I had tons of teeth pulled, you know, cysts on the root canal, a lot of bad stuff. So I had major infections in my gums on top of my implants leaking. So, you know, that's when I knew, I'm like, holy shit, I'm, you know, going to die if I don't do something. And this is exactly what she told me, because she had actually seen and treated other women with breast implants and knew two that had died. One that had gotten into the bone marrow, and there's nothing you can do when that happens. So she passed away. Another gal refused to take them out. She passed away. So she had some experience with it. So I find out, and then the way I am, I do a lot of research. Mm-hmm. So I went online and I started learning all that I could. And I sought out plastic surgeons in Arizona. I went to one in Mesa, one in Scottsdale. And I wanted to see, you know, about having implants taken out. Could I be sick because of them? Blah, blah, blah. And one said, yeah, you could be. You probably feel better. The other one, nah, he didn't see the connection at all. And then I wanted pathology with whoever was going to take the implants out. I wanted to know if it had gotten into my lymph nodes. Neither of them would agree to do that. So here I go. I find out Dr. Kolb. I find her online, and she has a book titled The Naked Truth about Breast Implants. And I was really impressed with her and her book. And so I reached out, I got a hold of her, her office, and I did talk to her. She actually prescribed me something from Georgia for a fungal infection, because my tongue was all white, you know, candida. I had a lot, so much going on. And so in the end, I ended up going to Georgia in a wheelchair, you know, by myself, flew over there, had the surgery. She told me exactly what the medical intuitive told me. This one's ruptured, this one's leaking. And if you hadn't done this, she goes, you'd be dead if you did not get these out of you. And then she takes the lymph nodes. If she feels they have silicone in them, she will remove them. Where the ones here in Arizona would not do that. And I wanted that done because she talked about women. There's a connection between, some kind of a rare type of lymphoma for women who have breast implants. So she takes the lymph nodes out, Dr. Kolb does. So that was one of the main reasons. It was my intuition. It was my gut that told me she was the one, even though it cost me like three times the money, you know, and I have angels all around me coming to help me, meaning family and friends, you know, because it was an enormous amount of money. But I knew that this is what I needed to do to save my life. And she's remarkable. If you look up Dr. Kolb, K-O-L-B, she has a lot of information on their protocols on what to do if you have, you know, if you have silicone implants or poisoning or whatever. She has all these protocols you can follow, which I followed her protocols and was put on a lot of supplements. She's totally holistic, which I loved. You know, it's hard to find a plastic surgeon who's that way. Another reason I went to Georgia, and it was the best decision that I ever made, was going and having her remove the implants. She was just remarkable. It was a remarkable experience, one that changed my life forever. And
the fact that you're still here.
Exactly.
That's a pretty good change of life. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
And again, remember, you know, the notes in the show notes will include Susan Kolb's information, include the name, title of the book, and whatever else. But again, listening to all of the steps that Roxanne has taken in getting herself settled, because she knew her body so well. And that's something else that, again, when we look at becoming self-care advocates, in this whole realm for ourselves, we've got to know our own bodies, and we have to understand when we don't feel well, and we need to take matters into our own hands, because how many times is she saying that over and over and over again? And I'm a believer in that as well, because again, especially with autoimmune, it is the magical mystery tour, and you don't know, because the body keeps changing, it keeps morphing. And so we've got to do those kinds of things and be aware of that and have the patience, because this does. I mean, this was years and years and years of a journey of being so sick. And the other point that I want to go back and reiterate is, you know, what we're learning about dental health and mouth health and oral hygiene is so vitally important. We talk about it quite often in the senior world, because again, you know, I work in the senior world, so does Roxanne work in the senior world. And so many times we have to emphasize to our seniors to make sure that they take care of this oral health, because that is like one of the initial places where you start seeing things going awry in your body. And it can immediately, those infections can immediately go into your bloodstream. And that's what you have to watch out for as well. Mm-hmm. And so many people say, well, you know, where can I cut corners in my budget or whatever else? I'll be okay. And I'll just brush my teeth more. Well, it's far more than that. Far more than that. So that's just another point that I want to bring up. So as the listeners are hearing this information, put in your thinking cap people that you might be able to share this story with about all the different, because this story has bunches of different woven elements to it beyond the breast implant. That's one piece, but mm-hmm. thinking about the longer term effects of the importance of self-care and looking at the things of knowing your body. So again, we're getting to a point where it's time to take a break, and then we're going to come back. When we come back, we're going to talk about how this journey continued for her, and looking at, I mean, now how do you start rebuilding? And is it really over when you take this first magic step to have this surgery and you think that it's done? Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Let's face it, you don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for face yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome back. I'm Joan Marlowe. My guest is Roxanne Reynolds. Our story today is all about toxic tits. So during the break, I mean, the opportunity is that we get to chat, you know, among ourselves. And one of the things that Roxanne pointed out, which is very, very true. And again, I can agree. And those of you in the listening audience, if you yourself or you know someone who's on the road of autoimmune issues, and that could be, you know, MS, lupus, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia is the mystery of the universe, all of those kinds of things that you just don't, chronic fatigue syndrome, I mean, all of that, you just don't feel well. And when people, and you're almost get, it almost becomes a stigma for you, because you're, when somebody asks you how you are, you almost have to say, I'm fine, because you don't want to say once again that you are not feeling well. And as we were talking about, I mean, sometimes they might call us a hypochondriac. And because they say, how many things can be possibly wrong with you? And then you start thinking that it truly is all in your head. And I had many doctors tell me as I was starting my, as I was in the midst of my 26-year journey to figure out what was wrong with me, the fact that, oh, it's all in your head. It's all in your head. It's all in your head. And you just go, well, no, it's not. It's not, because I can't run and play and jump and eat food and do whatever else the same as other people do, because whatever's going on. So again, honor yourself. That's my message now. Honor yourself, be an advocate, and keep working. You'll find the right people. And again, you might have to go outside the norm to find the answers for you. So the things that Roxanne's talking about, as far as a medical intuitive, they're amazing people. As far as the Omnibed machine, Rox, I am now also a client of this same person that Roxanne sees. And she, again, is steadfast with telling me things that are going on. And you just go, how would this woman know this? And it's not that I see her all the time. And it's our bodies. And so we've got to find people that we can trust in that can help us on this journey as well. So we talked a little bit about your finding Dr. Kolb and having your surgery done in Atlanta, which again was financially huge. And again, you were on your own doing all this. So did the surgery do the trick for you at that point?
Okay, so first off, I'll just say that she did the pathology and there was silicone in my lymph nodes. So she took three out under each arm. So I'm sure that's helped me a lot, with my recovery. So implants were removed. And then she told me that 3 years later, I would have to have another surgery. And it was almost exactly 3 years later, which is amazing. But I had between my breasts, I had a patch, just all of a sudden, like a rash. And then it bubbled up into blisters. And then it opened up and it's a hole the size of, let's say, you know, a pencil head like that. It was a hole that opened up between my breasts and it was excruciatingly painful. And it was like cottage cheese. I don't want to be gross, but
thank you, too late.
This it would just roll out of this hole in my chest. It just more, I knew what it was. It was more poison coming out. Mm-hmm. But I have to be, you know, blessed that it all came to a head, literally, and then just like exploded, opened up, and then you know, I had to go to urgent care because I had a major infection and I needed something for the pain. It was unbelievably painful. So after it healed, then I went to a surgeon. They scheduled a surgery. And what they did is he went in and he cleaned it all up. He goes, I don't even know what that was. I mean, of course, they had to do pathology. He goes, I don't even know what that was. That's the way he said it. It was like rubber the way he described it, he didn't even know, but he got all of it out. And he said, I told him about the breast implants. He goes, that's probably what we're dealing with. It's more, you know, rubbish. So then I think maybe a year ago or whatever. So after that healed. And then I had a cyst again start up there, like a sebaceous cyst, and a dermatologist just numbed it and went underneath and pulled the whole thing out. And I haven't had any problems since. So that got stitched up. And so it was a long process getting the poison out. And so I'm done with all of that.
Yeah. And again, when you listen to that part of the story, when people expect to have miraculous results, you know, after they've had surgery or whatever, when you look at the level of poison that was in your body, and that Dr. Kolb was so smart to actually say 3 years from now, because that's how long it probably took your body after the 20 some odd years that you had this stuff going in your body to get rid of it. What I often say is you didn't get here overnight. It's not going to be healed overnight. Whether it be that you're dealing with even mental, emotional stuff and trauma. And when I have Reiki clients or coaching clients, it's not going to happen overnight. We don't have a little silver pill for it. You've got to let the body do its thing. But at the same time, you have to feed the body what it needs to support the healing process.
Yes.
So what were some of the things that you were doing again, and for Roxanne and myself, we're all about the mind, body, spirit. It's not just about building the body. We've got to build the inner part of us. We also have to build this part of it as well. And so this is a mind, body, spirit relationship.
So I spent a lot of time contemplating my life. Let's put it that way, because I didn't feel that good. And I would just sit outside and, you know, get connected to nature. Mm-hmm. Did that a lot when I was healing. And, you know, it's life changing. I was ready to surrender my life. I was happy with that. And I still feel that way. I'm ready to go anytime. It's just a point I got to. After going through all of that, I was okay with everything that, you know, the outcome. But getting back to what did I do? I went on this, on a tear, as far as I had to clean all the toxins, everything out of my body, heavy metals, because there's like 30 different ingredients in these silicone implants. Very bad stuff. And so it took me some time to do that. And, you know, I had particles coming out. I had like pieces of silicate, you know, hard in my knee, my groin, my hip. Anyway, I have all those. I kept everything. But anyway, did that. And then I did colonics. So you have to get the poison out. So how do we get the poison out? You know, either through our nose, our mouth, we eliminate it. Many colonics, many enemas. I did fasting. I did a sanse. It was a 7-day cleanse where you just take supplements and you know, not a lot of eating. And then I would do enemas or colonics at the same time. And I did juice fasting. And of course, my diet, I use, you know, clay baths. I mean, I did just about anything holistic you can think of. I did it. And the poison that came out of me, I mean, I can't even tell you how horrible it was. It was unbelievably disgusting that something that nasty, you know, was coming out. But I was happy it was coming out. My hair, literally handfuls in my shower, hair was falling out. I had to get up in the middle of the night and cough out mouthfuls. And I know it sounds kind of ugly, but of phlegm. And so my body was working really hard to mm-hmm. come back to homeostasis. It was trying so hard. And so I was going to give it all the fuel that I could. So it took me a good year. I barely could work. You know, if I worked, I could sit and give classes. Thank goodness most of my people are older. And so I taught a lot of sitting classes. So I would do those anyway, and a lot of napping. But it took a good year after the implants were removed for me to start to feel better. I mean, you have to give yourself time. It's a lot to go through. So, you know, I fought hard to be here, really hard. And, you know, a lot of women don't make it.
Yeah. 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 A lot of women don't make it. Well, again, a lot of women, it's all choices. I mean, it's that mindset. And sometimes you just give up. I mean, we know that to be true in so many cases that sometimes you just give up because you can't do it, because it becomes such a burden to try to keep up with all these protocols that you have to follow through.
Yes.
So again, in a year, I can attest to the same thing. A couple of years ago, I ended up with an pneumonia situation and ended up with sepsis, which was almost a near death kind of a thing. And it took me a year because more and more stuff, because of, again, it kills all the flora in your body and you've got to rebuild that. And
yes.
Again, none of this happens overnight. Not the crash and burn, nor the rebuilding. And again, that's where this aha comes in. And also, if you heard what Roxanne said, spending time to figure out how I'm going to live my life now. Now that I've been given this gift, what does that mean to me? So let's go for a break. And then we're going to come back and talk about, you know, as we come to the wrap up of the show, we've got a couple of things to point out. Some of you might be saying, you know, dang it, who the heck was the manufacturer with this? Well, Roxanne will talk a little bit about the class action that she was involved in with Dow Corning and where that went. And then we're going to talk about some other things too, as far as whether or not she even harbors anger about all of this and angst, which again would be a negative if you did. So we'll be right back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Lau, L-A-U-B as in boy.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Are you looking to find that joy again that somehow along the way you forgot you had? Do you feel like life is passing you by and that you wish someone would just point you in the right direction? Join Karen Timer on The Path to Being 50 and Free Show every first and third Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit 50andfree.ca. Your path to freedom starts now.
Welcome back again for our final segment of Toxic Tits. And again, this is Roxanne Reynolds is my guest, and she has been telling the most amazing story about her journey of innocently getting her breast implants and having them go against her body, basically, and start poisoning her body almost to the point of killing her. So again, we mentioned right before break, the manufacturer was Dow Corning, and some of you might be well aware of how those class action suits were going. So can you talk a little bit about the class action suit for you?
Well, I had a silicone, double aluminum implants, and which is mostly silicone with saline. And in the early 90s, I'm not even sure how I found out about some meeting that was happening at a library in Tempe, and it was regarding this class action suit. And I thought, I didn't know about this. You know, I already had the implants, obviously, and nothing was going on right at that moment. So I didn't connect the dots there, but I signed up for communication. So they communicated with me for years and years and years, decades. I mean, before it finally, you know, they came with the finalization of who, you know, who can get money, who can't, and, you know, all of these guidelines that you had to go by if you can prove you have, you know, illness through the breast implants. So just quickly, I want to tell you just the diagnosis that I had with, you know, through Dow Corning, and I did, I was awarded funds because of my diagnosis. And some of those were, so I had Sjogren's disease, I have fibromyalgia, Raynaud's disease, of course, the gum stuff. I had a typical connective tissue disease, a silicone immune disease, that was by Dr. Kolb. She'd diagnosed me with that. So, you know, there was a class action suit. I did, I did have an award, which did help me, and you know, was much appreciated. So,
Because well, and also when you look at the alternative practices that you did to help you with the healing, that stuff isn't under typical insurances.
No.
So much of that stuff was out of pocket. So yes, that was very, very helpful to be having that opportunity.
Yes.
So, you know, we're talking about advocacy here. We're talking about women finding the strength to speak out for themselves. And my second show in October is also going to be related about empowering women. And it's going to be, again, so this whole focus in October is related to women and women health and women being advocates. So Roxanne, would you please share, Roxanne shared with me a very cool quote by Dr. Bernie Siegel, who's a cancer doctor. Can you share that?
Sure. Exceptional patients refuse to be victims. They educate themselves and become specialists in their own care. They question the doctor because they want to understand their treatment and participate in it. They demand dignity, personhood, and control, no matter the course of the disease. And that's by Dr. Bernie Siegel.
Yeah. And again, as you listen to those words, and I know, you know, with my working so much in the senior world and having watched my mother and father age and how they honored those, typically they were the men in the white coats, and they never questioned anything. Yes. And to this day, there are people in my life that are saying, why don't my mother and father bring up these issues when they have these appointments with the doctor? And I go, well, it's that trust. It's that yes. image of that white coat. They know it all. Mm-hmm. And granted, yeah, you can't take that away from them. But we know our, and it's our job to know and understand our bodies better than anybody else does. We know what's going on. And again, the good news is, you know, we do, I joke about it. We do have Dr. Google, so we can get online and there's a lot of information for us and we can move on and on and on and on. So one of the other things, Roxanne, when we talked about this and how we can share this information out, you said there's a number, we're going to include this as well. Talk a little bit about the Facebook groups that are out there that are related to.
Yeah, I have them written down somewhere, but there's silicone illness by Nicole, breast implant illness. I don't have those written down right here, but if you just put in on Facebook, if you just put in there, you know, as a search, and look for, just put in breast implants, they're all going to come up. And then, because I belong to three of them, and there's a lot of women that will put their stories on there, show mm-hmm. pictures of themselves before and after. And it's private. So only people, you know, they'll ask you why you're interested. They just want people who either have their experience, you know, that want to learn about the breast implants. So very good, mm-hmm. very good and very informative.
So again, in one of our tools that we have as we go along our journeys that might be a little bit out of the ordinary, the importance of having support is vitally, vitally important. And a support group can be, I mean, there's of course a support group for cancer survivors and people that are dealing with cancers, et cetera, and certain diseases. But here there's also that support with Facebook groups that you can start to make connections and at least ask questions. Someone who is experiencing the same thing that you are experiencing, because unless you're, I mean, I can feel for Roxanne, and I saw Roxanne during much of this journey, and it was not a pretty sight. She was just this shadow of her former self, and no energy, no nothing, and stuff leaching out of her skin. I was just, who is this person? To now see her as this bright and bubbly and vibrant woman who is just all about helping other people. And so having that level of support is very, very important for you. And again, you're going to have in the show notes, you'll have the information about Roxanne. And so you can reach out to Roxanne because you're also available. Are you not, Roxanne?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely am available. And just to end, I think you were going to ask me if I, mm-hmm. Have any anger, and I don't. I think these kinds of circumstances, illnesses or whatever, are put into our lives for a reason. Mm-hmm. And there's something we're supposed to learn from it. And definitely taught me so much. I wouldn't have gone on the path of learning about health and healing and getting into Qigong and Tai Chi. Qigong, I feel, is definitely a huge part of my healing and my health as well. And I didn't mention that. I just, hadn't, but I wanted to make sure I did say that is absolutely was a crucial part of why I'm still here, mm-hmm. With everything else that I did. So I was supposed to have this experience, makes me appreciate everything.
You better believe it. And again, so all of the people that are my guests on Awareness to Action, they have these aha moments that sort of, again, stop them in their tracks and say, I've got to find a different route, whatever that route means. Roxanne's was very, very important because, again, her life was depending on it and was many, many, many years. And for some people, it could be very, very short. For some people, it could take a long time. But yes, that we are, things are put into our path and we choose to jump on it or we choose not to. So Roxanne, as you talk about the Qigong, can you share your website address so that folks can learn a little bit more about your Qigong and what you might have available there?
Sure. It's a Stop Falls, EZ, the letter E, the letter Z.com. So it's stopfallseasy.com.
And by all means, research, go and visit Roxanne's site. By all means, come and visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com. I too have a ton of resources on there. And we know people. And again, we are both advocates to find out what you need to find out so that you can live your best lives. And so we will help you find that information too, because none of us are supposed to be out here alone. And the more we can do to support each other, the better we're going to be. So as we close out this particular Awareness to Action, both from Roxanne and myself, we bow and we say namaste. And the student and teacher in me learns from the student and teacher in you. And all we do is wish you well, and so you can live the life that you want to live. So until next time, Joan Marlow, thank you again for joining me in Awareness to Action.
Thank you for joining this Awareness to Action episode. Join me next time for more inspiring stories that will shift your perspective and allow you to see pathways toward a more fulfilling life. It doesn't come overnight, but with a positive outlook and a will to keep moving forward, you will get there. And it will be worth every twist and turn along the way. A willingness to learn from this experience is key. If plan A doesn't work, remember, you have plans B through Z to continue your journey. With each adjustment, you're one step closer to turning a possibility into a reality. For more information about me or to work with me personally, visit peacefullyhealing.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.